AP News for this Sunday, April 28th. I'm Jackie Quinn. There are reports of several deaths now as twisters tore across the nation's midsection for a second straight day. Oklahoma State Highway Patrol Captain Shelby Humphrey on KOCO-TV describes the damage in Sulphur, Oklahoma.
A 15 square block or so area at the old downtown in Sulphur. It tracked northeast across 177. Back through some residential neighborhoods on the east side of 177.
One of those killed was a child. Nebraska was also hard hit this weekend. Stacy Rowe lost her home in western Omaha.
Came home and there was no home to really come to.
Federal assistance is being sought to help people recover in several states. The White House says President Biden has again spoken with Israel's prime minister, pledging U.S. support, but also urging a stand down for southern Gaza while negotiations are underway to try to broker another ceasefire. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
That gives you 6 weeks of peace. It gives you no fighting for 6 weeks, and that includes no fighting in Rafah. And what we're hoping is that after 6 weeks of a temporary ceasefire, we can maybe get something more enduring.
The protests over the Israel-Hamas war continue on U.S. campuses. No new arrests reported at Columbia University, but Saturday around the country, nearly 300 demonstrators were taken into custody. Senator Tim Kaine on NBC's Meet the Press was questioned about the House Speaker's suggestion the National Guard be called in.
Recall what happened when that was done during the Vietnam War, and it didn't end well.
Three-time WNBA champion and Olympic gold medalist Candace Parker has announced she's retiring at 38. She says her body knew it was time, but her mind had to catch up. This is AP News. Former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein hospitalized.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. The lawyer for former film producer Harvey Weinstein plans to tell a judge this week that he'd be ready for Weinstein's retrial for rape anytime after Labor Day. Last week, New York's highest court dismissed Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction. Weinstein is hospitalized in New York City for health testing. Nicole Kidman was given the AFI Life Achievement Award on Saturday in Los Angeles in a ceremony that will be televised on TNT on June 17th. When asked how many of her films felt like a risk, Kidman says all of them.
People go, "You're actually going to do that movie?" And I'm like, yeah.
I believe we have split the atom of breakfast.
Jerry Seinfeld's movie Unfrosted will premiere Friday on Netflix. It's about Pop-Tarts. Seinfeld says part of the appeal of Pop-Tarts is how they feel in his hand, like dice or a nice spoon. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.